Good Monday morning. This is Jay Ogden with Oakland Church of Christ. Let's talk about serving God by serving other people. Those who are obedient to the gospel become servants of righteousness, according to Romans chapter 6, verses 17 through 18. As servants, they are to serve. They are to be doing those good works for which they were created in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 2, verse 10. In fact, they are to be zealous for those good works, Titus chapter 2, verse 14. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, Paul encourages the Romans and the Christians there to be living sacrifices for the Lord. That is accomplished when we start living for the Lord and doing those things His will would have them to do. One of those things the Lord wants His disciples to do is to serve others. He showed us this in John chapter 13. At what many have come to call the Last Supper, Jesus paused, girded Himself with a towel, took water, and washed His disciples' feet and told them, "You call Me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him." John chapter 13, verses 13 through 16. Jesus was not binding the rite of foot washing. Rather, He was showing those who would be His disciples were to be of the same mind to serve others, regard their needs, and do what He could to help them. James declares that if one is going to have a saving faith, that serving others is a crucial point of that faith. In the second chapter of James, he says, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Depart in peace, be warmed and filled,' but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. One can profess again and again to be a Christian and have great faith, but if he does not see the need of his brethren, he in reality has no faith. Serving others is an important matter to the Lord. When He depicted the judgment scene in Matthew chapter 25, He stressed how important it is to Him and how it should be to us that He showed us the effects of one's eternal destiny. To the righteous, He said, "Come, you blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer Him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these of My brethren, you did it to Me." The unrighteous were told to depart because they had neglected to be the service of others. Opportunities abound for those who would be like Christ to demonstrate their love for Him by their service to their brethren. They can start by giving their brethren a friendly hello and a warm greeting. They can speak a kind word of encouragement, send a card to the sick or those absent from services, prepare a meal for the shut-ins, visit the sick, the elderly, the weak, the discouraged, help the sick and or the elderly with chores, provide financial assistance when needed, and of course, pray for their brethren. It is vitally important for all Christians to actively serve their brethren, for in so doing, they serve the Lord. We would like to invite you to come to Oakland Church of Christ. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:20 for worship, again Sunday evening at 5 o'clock, and also again on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock for Bible study. We would love to have you at any time. Have a wonderful and blessed day.